I'm trying to get harder and tougher mentally and physically every day of my life.
You're either the growth mindset or you're the fixed mindset.
If you're trying to be the best, you need to look at who the best is and see what they do.
Relentless pursuit of progress.
There's a difference between the best and the rest.
Welcome to the Brute Strength Podcast.
Champions are built in the mind first.
Where we interview scientists, world champions, doctors, and experts in just about every area of health and fitness.
What do you care enough about? What are you fascinated enough about to go so deep and learn so much that you'll know more about it than anyone else?
And now, here's your host, Michael Cashew.
Hey, this is Michael Cashew, and today I want to talk to you about the power of writing about your past. My first exposure to this was probably in Alcoholics Anonymous when I was about 15 years old. The fourth step of AA is a moral inventory, and it has you do a good bit of writing about past experiences. But the first time I took it really seriously was when I went to rehab when I was 17. I got out to the desert. I was in a wilderness therapy program in the desert in Utah. And one of the first exercises that they had us do was to write our life's story. And I created, I think, about a 29-page document, something like that, in my journal. And it was an incredibly powerful experience. And since then, I've written about my past in detail in several different programs. With one of my mentors, Philip McKernan. I've done Jordan Peterson's past authoring program. And each time I have unearthed just so much fertile ground for my personal growth and development. It's made such a huge contribution in my level of self-awareness. It's allowed me to see how certain behaviors have started, how I view the world, like how I've develop the mindset that I have about the world and how certain events have impacted me. And I think this is a really useful and powerful exercise for anyone to do, whether you battle with any sort of addiction or not, because it can give you insight into why you are the way that you are. You can identify patterns in your behavior, both good and bad. So if you identify good ones, it allows you to bring that out more in yourself. And if you have bad ones, it allows you to start to work on how you let them go. It can allow you to identify how you adopted certain beliefs about how the world works. And in general, I think that awareness of our past, of our present, is the first step in letting go of things and working towards a future that we choose rather than one that is just conditioned in us by our past. And not being aware of how our past influences our present makes it more likely that we will take our past into our future. So not being aware of how our past is influencing how we are right now, like our strengths, our weaknesses, our mindset, makes it more likely that our past conditioning, the way that we were raised, our parents, our school experiences, other experiences in our life, all of the things that we've learned and accumulated over the years, it makes it more likely that we will just continue to carry that into our future. And some of those experiences and lessons and habits that we've picked up are great things, but a lot of them are not. And if we want to let go of our quote unquote shit, then we have to be fully aware of our past first. As far as I know, the work on narrative writing was started by this guy named James W. Pennebaker in 1986, as far as the research goes. And him and many others since then have found tremendous benefits in narrative writing. So writing stories about our lives. They've shown it to improve or enhance mental and physical health. It's been shown to decrease anxiety and depression, and it's even been shown to do things like increase working memory and give people a higher grade point average if they're in school. For me, Writing about my past has been the basis of so much of my personal development work. It's allowed me to understand my strengths and weaknesses, improve relationships with my family, let go of habits and behaviors that were holding me back. And in general, it's given me a ton of more peace in my life. So this is an exercise that I'm about to give you that is the first exercise in the personal development work that I do with the WAG staff. And it is adapted from the Canadian psychologist Jordan Peterson's past authoring course. So if you want a really in-depth program, go check out the past authoring course. It's really cheap and it also has some other modules as well. But this one is a little bit shorter, sweeter, and to the point. And I want to throw out this caveat. During this process, you can and probably will experience some very tough emotions. And for most people, that's okay. Now, if you've experienced some serious trauma, and there's no way I can really categorize that, but if you have experienced some serious traumatic events in your past, then it is best to go through this process under the care of an expert, a therapist, or an equivalent expert of some sort. So with that said, here's the process. So first, identify the chapters in your life that you want to write about. In the work that I do with the WAG staff, I only am having them write about their childhood because writing about their entire past is just more work than we're doing in that program. So they're writing about their childhood, but you could also write about your adolescence, your early adulthood, your adulthood, et cetera, et cetera. So identify the chapters that you want to write about and title each of them. That's number one. Number two is under each chapter, write down every single positive and negative experience from that chapter and shoot for about 5 experiences from each chapter and title each of them. So if one of the best moments from your childhood was when your older cousin Dan picked you up from school early, you might title it, Dan picked me up from school. So then you have your titles of all of your most impactful positive and negative experiences from each chapter of your life or each chapter that you're writing about. Number three is to write out exactly what happened in each experience. Write it as if you're telling a story to someone. And the more detailed you can be here, the more you'll get out of this exercise. Number four is for each of these experiences, outline how it has shaped your life and contributed to you making you who you are today. And ask yourself these two questions. How has this experience changed your view of other people and of the world? And when you do this, when you do this type of writing, give yourself some space. Don't treat this like a homework assignment, because when you do that, your answers come from your intellect, from your structured brain. You want to really allow yourself to drop into what Jordan Peterson calls a state of reverie or remembrance and really drop into your intuition, drop into your heart, for lack of a better term. And when you do this, you will be digging into the most fertile ground for your own self-exploration and growth possible. You'll start to know yourself more deeply. And again, you could experience some painful emotions. And for the most part, that is okay. We have to feel these emotions to move past these experiences. If you take this challenge, if you start to actually do this writing, please let me know. I would love to know that you're on this path, and I would love to know if there's anything I can do to support you. Have a great day. This episode is brought to you by Working Against Gravity, or WAG. WAG does one-on-one nutrition coaching to help you lose weight, lose body fat, perform better in the gym, and also just to help you feel more comfortable and confident in your own skin. WAG also trains people to become nutrition coaches themselves and to start online nutrition businesses. So this one is special for me because I am the director of marketing and the president of WAG. My wife started the company about 5 years ago. And what I admire and respect about her and her team most is that the number one value and focus of attention at the company has always been on the coaching service itself. So even after reaching 2,000 members, when they could have focused more on marketing or selling more things, they continue to make the coaching service better and better and better. And that's why so many people get amazing results. I think we have something like close to 1,000 testimonials and transformation photos on our website that you can check out. And such a high number, such a high percentage of people get amazing results on this program. And that's because the main focus point of attention on the of the entire company has been on making the coaching service better. So what you get when you sign up is, first and foremost, accountability. You get a real human being, an expert on nutrition science and the art of coaching, that will be with you every step of the way, holding your hand through the entire process. You get education through our members-only knowledge base. You get access to a private members Facebook group. And when you sign up, you'll fill out a questionnaire. We'll get to know you. We'll then pair you with the coach that best suits your personality and your experience. And then they will create a custom nutrition plan. They will send this through our software system, Seismic, and week over week, you will communicate with your coach through a weekly check-in. You'll log what you're eating, if that's what your coach wants you to do. You will give them a summary each week, and then every single time you check in, they will give you strategies and tips for how to overcome your unique challenges or obstacles in your nutrition. I've been a client myself for many, many years, and I've tried just about every diet in the world, and I can truly, genuinely say that this thing works. This coach is someone that will be in your corner, is supportive, is really rooting for you, and has done this with hundreds or thousands of people before. So whatever your obstacles are, I can almost guarantee that if you're willing to put in the effort and really go after it, then you can get the results that you're after. So again, if you go to workingagainstgravity.com and enter the code BRUTE50, that's B-R-U-T-E 50 at checkout, you'll get $50 off of your first month of membership. Also, if you want to become a nutrition coach yourself because your life has been transformed by nutrition or a nutrition coach, and you just really want to give back and you want to join the digital workforce, then you can join our wait list right now at workingagainstgravity.com.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Your journey towards better fitness continues. Head over to brutestrengthtraining.com to connect with Michael and his guests, access links and resources mentioned in this episode, as well as bonus content exclusive to podcast listeners. That's brutestrengthtraining.com.